Previously on Algoa FM.
Seven of South Africa's key rugby unions have taken aim at a controversial plan by the SA Rugby Union to sell its commercial rights to a US private equity firm. The deal would see 20% of the commercial rights, including the Springbok brand, go to the Ackerley Sports Group, ASG, for a pittance. ASG would buy the 20% for $75 million, but that would have to be repaid, and once that had happened, ASG would still keep the 20%. In other words, it's not really a purchase, more like a loan. The unions are due to vote on the deal tomorrow, but the likes of the founder and CEO of Aspen, Stephen Saad, who chairs the Sharks, along with Johan Rupert and Patrice Motsepe, who control both the Bulls and Boerland, have hit back at the deal. They've written a letter to SARU objecting to the structure of the deal, the numbers involved, the way the special general meeting has been suddenly thrust at them, and they want the whole thing put on hold. And just as a comparison, the All Blacks recently signed a deal with California-based private equity firm Silver Lake. They paid $130 million for a stake of just 6% in the All Blacks' commercial rights. Business Day this morning reports that despite the opposition, the vote will go ahead tomorrow. SARS Commissioner Edward Kiesewetter has granted special permission for jet fuel to be imported over the next year. This follows something of a spat between SARS and the Fuels Industry Association, which could have seen a critical shortage of jet fuel at OR Tambo International Airport and several others. Essentially, the closure in the past few months of fuel refineries in Durban has resulted in an impasse. The fuel companies say SARS has tied them up in red tape. SARS says they haven't filled in the right forms. It's obviously a whole lot more complicated than that, but now all the parties have enough time to get their house in order. On the markets, the JSE closed last evening down 0.5%. That's the All Share and the Top 40. London's FTSE the same. In New York, the Dow, the S&P 500, both down 0.75%. The Nasdaq down 1%. Tokyo this morning down 2%. Hong Kong up 1/3. Sydney down 0.25%. The US dollar remains at 109 to the euro. The rand at 17.61 to the dollar. 19.18 to the euro. 23.02 to sterling. Gold at 2,666. Platinum 9.95. Bitcoin 67,100 and Brent crude oil $74.50 a barrel.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.